Yo, it's your boy Boomy Trill Figure back in the building again. We react to another episode of Braggadocious. You back in the building with the villains, you feel me? And I got the greatest co-host back again, your boy Nino and my other boy Shogun. They in the building, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what's up, what's up?
You know what the fuck going on, man? It's Shogun in the building. Sheesh.
Man, how y'all days going?
It's cool, it's alright. Shit,
you know what the fuck going on? I'm Friday.
Yeah, it's Friday.
Ready for the weekend?
Oh, nah, for sure. It's the shit. The weekend, hell, we had some good music drop. We had a weird selection of people drop this Friday. We had Future, No Cap, Kerr.
Yeah,
I ain't heard Kerr in a while. Wale came out of nowhere with that mixtape.
Well, the Wale mixtape was old. He just put it back out again.
Was that mixtape good?
No, I mean, they say it's his best project, but
yeah, that's what they say.
I'm not really a big fan of Wale.
I gotta go listen. I never listened to that project.
You say you cry too much.
Nigga be always crying about something.
That's what he's saying back in the day, but I feel like he feel appreciated now. Back in the day, they say he wasn't feeling appreciated.
Oh yeah,
he's getting everybody else they flowers,
but not him. What flowers? What has he done?
I don't know. They just saw Meek Mill back more love than him.
The only person that dropped that matters is Future. Anyways,
yep. Really? But do Future matter?
But really, I mean,
he came with the toxic hits.
What do you mean? Does Future matter? He the GOAT.
Yeah, man.
He like crazy, the under. Man. Like what?
Future.
Like Future is like. Future to the underground is like what Drake is like to the mainstream. Future, if it wasn't for Future, it wouldn't be no Thug. It wouldn't be no a lot of these niggas.
I thought it was Gucci Mane. I thought without Gucci Mane, it wouldn't be no Thug.
I'm sure Gucci inspired Future to a degree, but Future was the bridge. Like Future was like the nigga from Atlanta that really got on really before, like, you know what I'm saying? Like out of that hood. You know what I'm saying? Because before you had like 100,000 and shit like that.
Man.
And then you know you had Gucci and you had T.I. and shit like that, but you ain't had like, because Future, see, the difference between Gucci, T.I. and Future is that Future stepped in with some real niggas like Drake and them. You know what I'm saying? T.I. and Gucci, they wasn't tapped in with no big industry people like that. You know what I'm saying? They didn't have no sound like that either. They don't melody on beats.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? Future got melody on beats. He really the Drake of his shit.
So yeah, the auto-tune street niggas found a way.
He got so many. The thing about Future is he got too many hits. He just got too many hits. He got too many good tapes compared to everybody else. He got more good projects.
He got more. Like he got better mixtapes than most of them.
Like March Madness, Monster Two. Oh my god!
So how y'all feel about the new album? I Never Liked You.
It's actually kind of mid.
I don't know. I only listened to half of it. I stopped at Drake. Once I heard the Drake shit, I stopped.
It's actually kind of mid. Well, the Drake shit at the end.
No, it's in the middle. Wait for you in the middle.
Okay, that shit was...
Oh, he got two Drake tracks. That's why you said he at the end.
Well, the first Drake track was kind of mid.
I thought the first Drake track, yeah, that shit was
The second to last track on the album is the best track on the whole album, and that hoe is fucking fire.
What is called again?
You said the first track?
No, the second to last one. The one with Drake.
I know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
I'm on One?
Yeah, I'm on One featuring Drake.
Oh my god. That shit is fucking stupid fire. The problem with the album is it's just not consistent, you know.
Which one it is?
You could tell it's an industry album. It's not like his mixtapes where he could just do what he wants.
I like the first song, man. 7-12.
Oh, no, the first song draw you in. Emphasis will draw you in.
But the problem with that album is it just don't have enough. I mean, the Drake track was cool. I mean, the Kanye one, that one was cool too. But the thing with the Kanye one is if you listen to Donda 2, you know it's on there already.
That's how you know that nigga try to man, that boy God about to strike Future, man.
He said, God about to strike Future. What?
He said, I'm a God. He said, I'm a God to something.
Man, Kanye been saying he a God for the longest. So.
Bro, Kanye been doing that shit since Yeezys, and he just got richer.
Yeah, that's true.
He just got richer. I'm a God, and I get richer.
Nah, Future
just... It's that easy shit. I'm trying to do it, too.
Shit. I always thought Kanye was talking about, I'm a God, and like, you know how black people be like, you know, we God. Kanye think he actually a God.
This nigga said, I am a God. This nigga has a track called I Am a God. And it's low-key a fire-ass track, too. I ain't gonna lie. I listen to that whole a few times.
He do have a song that's called I Am God. Future. Not Future, no. Kanye.
No, it is called Kanye. I Am a God, and it's on Yeezus, and it's one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, he do.
It's great. It's a great song.
Yeah.
But Future really the only nigga that dropped that matter, but it wasn't even good. Really, You got to think about it like this. Everything that dropped between now and Kendrick don't matter.
This nigga tripping, man.
Yeah, Kendrick ain't nothing, but like next week, he will.
Nothing that dropped between now and Future fucking, now and Kendrick matters.
So Future really fucked himself up.
Right.
He trying to get his points in.
Well, Future still have a different demographic, so it's whatever. But Lil Baby also about to drop, so you also can't drop when Lil Baby drop. So
he can't, because that's gonna fuck it up.
Lil Baby gonna kill.
Because he taking like an old nigga now.
Lil Baby and Kendrick gonna run this whole year. Like, to be honest with you, probably.
Yeah, I mean, niggas gonna start using quotes, man, from the album, from Future.
Well, we know Kendrick.
Oh yeah, his shit gonna be memeable.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
I think Future album gonna grow on us. I think it don't sound good right now, but when we start seeing music videos and we start listening to it more, certain tracks are gonna stick out more. But that's the problem. If you gotta do that with an album for it to really be good, then I don't know if it's, you know what I'm saying. You can a really good album, you can listen to it and know it's good. You know what I'm saying. You don't need no videos. You need no nothing. I feel like Certified Lover Boy was an album like that. Like when I first heard it, I didn't like it, but when I started seeing videos, way too sexy. You know what I'm saying, shit like that, and I started listening to it more.
Oh, right.
It grew on me.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, when I first heard Certified Lover, I'm like, this shit is garbage. But then as I listened to it, I'm like, hey, this shit, look, he got some.
Cause I ain't gonna lie, I like the last tape with Dark Knight demo or whatever. That shit, I like that shit kind of better.
Dark Lane,
yeah, that shit has some Drake. No, I'm talking about who?
I said Drake, Dark Knight demo.
He's talking about the demo with the cover art when it's dark. I know.
What was the mixtape with where the mask? Where he got Portland on it with Quavo on them?
It's more. Is it More Life?
More Life.
Yeah, More Life, yeah.
He should have did more Life than Dark Lane. Because More Life was slapping.
More Life was fire.
Honestly, we underestimated how far. Because when it first came out, we shitted on it. But we didn't realize
how far. He didn't call that a mixtape.
He called it a playlist.
Yeah, he called it a playlist.
That hoe was fire, bro.
That hoe was a UK album. He just wanted to call the hoe.
That hoe was fire. I don't give a fuck what the fuck it was. It was fire.
That hoe like a whole UK album.
And we honestly underrated that album now. Because this new shit, he be missing sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Donda washed everybody last year. Yeah. Honestly, I feel like Donda was better than Tyler Crater. I mean, you know, I'm a Tyler fan.
But Donda better than Tyler?
I feel like they gave Tyler his flowers because he didn't get it the year that he came out with Igor. Because if you really put Donda next to Call Me If You Get Lost don't have the production.
But they ain't come out the same time, did?
This is the same year.
Same year, yeah.
Oh, same year, though.
Same year. That's why they ran against each other.
Because I think that came... Call Me You Lost.
I don't know. I fuck with Tyler.
I love Tyler, but
I think it came out in May.
Call Me If You Get Lost is not a better album than Donda 2. I just can't. Look, I've been rocking with Tyler since Wolf. I love Tyler. I say
the album's more entertaining than Donda.
More entertaining though?
More, bro, come on.
I think it was less entertaining because it was no story to it. It was just DJ Drama coming on or whatever the fuck his name is coming on every track. Yada yada, and then he rapping
DJ
on
Drama.
It.
No, it had a concept. You gotta see this thing about it with that, you gotta go look at the visuals too, also. It's like a package.
But it wasn't really a story like how his previous albums were stories. His previous album like Wolf or
Yeah, that came out in June. Yeah.
All Tyler's other albums had literally a storyline to him. He following a bitch, and there's an alter ego, and he beefing and this and that.
I mean, he technically did that with this one.
Not really. The only song that was Bastard. This one. That whole album had
about
a
Bastard.
That whole album had a crazy story. But this new album, other than Wilshire. It didn't really have.
Yeah, Wilshire, man, I like the song.
And by the way, like Wilshire is now my top three Tyler the Creator song all time. That like song alone.
Oh, the one with Youngboy on it?
No, it had nobody on it. It was literally Wilshire.
It was a Tyler the Creator song.
Yeah. With 10 minutes long of him rapping about an experience he had with a bitch.
Yeah.
And the bitch was his best friend's girl.
Yeah.
And they weren't really on good terms, and he was best friends with her, and they fell in love, and a bunch of other. And it was a really good song, and I honestly related to it.
Oh, I see. Talking about Wilshire, okay.
So I liked it even more.
It's at the end. Yeah, I got you.
But you got to understand the thing about Donda too. Also, is that not only did it have a story, but the visuals that went with it. The rollout, the everything he did, harassing his baby mama. You know what I'm saying? Getting divorced. It's just, man, Donda 2, and then you gotta think about the jail. You know what I'm saying? I can go down the whole track list and I guarantee
I know,
more
Joe
Budden
is like meme the shit out of the jail shit. He got the song cute. Let's go to jail. Nah, this nigga tripping.
Yeah, that nigga was crazy.
But man, I know y'all heard about that 6ix9ine shit.
Yeah, I see.
Are we going straight to 6ix9ine?
Because you know, we know Kanye the GOAT already. We gonna have, we need, honestly need a Kanye day, to be honest. Kanye deserved. I think
Kanye sipped it too hard.
What?
He gave Kim back the sex tape. He don't supposed to give it back.
That was he old though. He did that a long time ago though. That's not new.
Yeah, that's old.
That's old.
He gave her that tape during, when they was married still.
Yeah, that's old.
He ain't do that recently.
So this ain't recent. Somebody got it floating around like it's recent.
No, because it's propaganda, bro. It's, you got to read this shit, bro, and see, really.
This is why I can't deal with Kanye and Kim. They just need to stop the bullshit. My God, they straight
Kanye,
bullshit.
Look, listen, bro. Kanye the fucking goat, bro. Y'all need to stop this shit.
Kanye need to stop.
Yeah, yeah.
Kanye is literally in GOAT territory. Everything he do is a fucking joke because it's all about money with him now. He a billionaire. Mm-hmm. He a fucking billionaire. 50 Cent ain't even a billionaire, bro.
He a billionaire?
He's a fucking billionaire, certified.
He on Elon Musk level?
No, Elon Musk is the richest billionaire.
He the second billionaire.
He's first. See, this is how you know we ain't in that conversation because we don't even know how billionaires is ranked at this point.
He's number one right now, but Amazon do number two.
So yeah, because he lost his money when he got divorced.
Shorty took the bread, but he gonna get it back.
But they got hundreds of billions. We talking like Kanye just a billionaire. He not like a multi billionaire. Like
he got too many partnerships right now. Because they don't got that many partnerships.
Well, I mean,
he got too many.
You
got
to think, black people only can really attain so much wealth when you don't own your own shit. He don't own his own. He owns some of his own businesses, but the businesses aren't big enough to be.
Yeah, he
don't
splits.
Own a Tesla. He don't own a Tesla. He don't own an Amazon. He owns.
See, I heard he don't own a house. I heard he just bought that just because. He live out of bag. Remember that?
I think he be renting a lot.
He said on drinks.
But I ain't gonna lie. A lot of wealthy people say, like, they rent. They don't want to own.
Yeah.
It be confusing me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kanye, man.
So,
Kanye heard
that was from last year. Great.
What you talking about?
But since 6ix9ine back on the streets.
Da Vinci.
He's out here just harassing everybody.
6ix9ine the goat too, man.
How do y'all feel about 6ix9ine using a little Perkyo?
I mean, the same way I feel about
get at dirt.
The same way I feel about old buddy swinging on him at the club when he walked out that bitch after the fact.
Well, he deserved it.
Hell yeah, he deserved. Look, listen.
You just want people to punch on 6ix9ine.
This is how I feel about it. The same way 6ix9ine have the right to stand on how he feel about shit is the same way you got to understand. When hood niggas got to stand on what they about
too,
and what the streets is about. Now that you've done what you've done, and you still trying to be hood on some gangster shit, now your gangster has to be tried now. See, before nobody had a reason to, we let you slide with shit.
Yeah.
Now that you broke the code, and now that you out here bullying people who not even a part of that life,
Perkyo.
Now at that point, it's been taken to a whole nother level. Because at first it was like, okay, you taunting the streets, whatever, we're going to get you when we get you. Now you out here actually bullying people.
But he went and got support, though. He went to his hood and got support. Everybody shout out for 6ix9ine hood.
I guess.
He went and got support? Is that what you call it? Or did go and buy security?
But who is them young niggas, bro? Who are they?
Security.
Security, bro.
They the new form of security he went to pay for?
He went to the hood and paid these niggas to accompany him to look hard. What is that called?
Security.
That's security, right? That sounds like security to me. It just sounds like amateur security.
Yep.
So it sounds like he got amateur hood security niggas that he grew up with that he trying to, he have them around to make him look hard, but they security. Yep. And then he got actual security. That's what that is. It's security.
That's all it is, bro.
It's just a different form of security. Ain't nobody about to respect you for having security around you, bro. They not your real friends. They don't really fuck with you. Y'all don't relate on nothing. They is mooching and getting money off you and riding the wave because they don't have nothing else going on for themselves. And they industry is just like everybody else who don't got nothing going on.
I want to see you.
Stop it.
I got to see what's going to happen when he gets shot at. If they stand tall, then they his homies.
I think it just
take him going to the wrong hood. He really ain't been to the wrong hood yet.
But he never gonna be in nobody hood that long.
I mean, he don't have to be there long.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If he pop up in the Bronx, listen, shout out to the Bronx. Hey, every hood in all over America, they got real gangsters. That's really, I'm sure that if they had the opportunity to go at 6ix9ine and get that glory, they gonna get it.
Oh, hell
but
yeah.
For sure in the Bronx, nigga. We talking about niggas like, even the niggas that's doing millions is going to jail. For killing niggas. Like, monthly. Like, for no reason type shit. These niggas is really willing to pop over that shit. On Instagram Live, we'll gun you. Like, these niggas don't give a fuck, bro. If they saw a 6ix9ine in the streets, you think they ain't about to... Come on, bro.
Yeah.
Keep it a buck.
I don't know. He said he was ready to die. He said he was ready.
Fuck, bro. He is not ready to die. If he was ready to die, he would have took that sentence.
Who, 6ix9ine? Yeah.
If he was ready to die, he would have took the sentence.
Yep.
I don't even know.
If he really just didn't give a fuck about nothing, he would have took the sentence, bro.
Yep.
6ix9ine has already shown that ain't nothing that come out of his mouth can be trusted, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So why the fuck is niggas actually listening to what come out of his mouth?
Yeah, man, it's all cap, man.
He don't got nothing to say that's gonna contribute to shit.
It's all cap, man.
All them niggas in that DJ Academics interview was low key trash, bro. Whack 100 trash.
Yeah, we all know
that. That other apparently so-called legendary nigga trash.
Oh, Hi-Son?
All them niggas trash.
Oh, Hi-Son. Oh, man, y'all gotta leave Hi-Son alone.
All them niggas hypocritical, trash ass.
Hi-Son, oh, yeah, he is, man. You know, that boy been traumatized, man.
Yeah,
that nigga got Alzheimer's or something, bro. I don't know what's wrong with him.
He been through some domestic type shit or something.
Yeah.
I don't know Hi-Son profile, so I can't tell you all about Hi-Son, but yeah, Hi-Son been through some shit.
That nigga need a retirement home.
Yeah, he been through some shit.
And 6ix9ine need jail.
Yeah,
6ix9ine ain't gonna. He went to jail. Shit, going back ain't gonna help him.
Listen, man, I know niggas like to believe in karma so much, but if 6ix9ine has taught y'all niggas anything, that karma shit is just dead, bro. Like, karma exists to a degree, but this nigga 6ix9ine has just gotten the great straw his whole life. Like, this nigga just stay getting out of shit.
Damn, yeah.
Hey, so who gonna win the 42 Doug fight out of him for that 42?
Hey,
Doug?
Man, first off, 42 Doug. I fuck with that nigga the long way, but
yeah,
that nigga is like 4'3". He getting beat up.
Nah.
All 6ix9ine got reach alone. All he got to do is just... You seen what happened to Nate Robinson, bro. All he got to do is hit him with one.
And 6ix9ine is big, too.
So like he's not like a small dude, so all he got to do is put his body weight in one punch and hit that nigga
shit,
one time.
Man, that shit was funny.
I don't know. I think 42 Doug might got something for him.
But 42 Doug do drugs.
Yep.
42 Doug do drugs, bro. Nah.
You don't think 6ix9ine
why drugs? Is it always that the rappers that do lean and smoke every day always want to fight?
Who?
See how 42 Doug rap?
42 Doug is not a rapper, bro.
That nigga, man, that nigga.
He is.
I don't know. He will sound like a regular Detroit nigga.
Yeah, he's not just no rapper. He is a hood nigga. He is a gangster. Okay.
Yeah, you know how?
Him and Lil Baby are real gangsters. They came from the streets, okay? I need y'all niggas to understand this shit.
I'm just saying, like,
but he let Lil Baby put him in a 360.
Cause Lil Baby,
the way that nigga rap, bro, you can tell that nigga shit is dubbed, man.
You gotta, man.
That be that lean, man. That's why that the engine is.
Oh, that's why. Did you hear how that song go?
Did you hear
that little ranging, bending, blue? Dun dun dun. You know what I'm talking? That great song.
He don't even know the song.
But I know, don't
because I know every lyric to that, bro.
Sound dubbed. You know what?
42 Doug is not winning no fights in his life right now. That's all I'm gonna say.
He said
42 Doug
got not winning no
pull
fights.
Out that big blicky.
Did you hear? I even challenged him when he was when he was saying it. He was like, "I'm challenging you to fight." Like he could, he didn't even sound like he could enunciate, bro.
Yeah, that's
like,
what I'm saying, man. You, that's why I agree with you, man. Niggas rap like the way he talk, man. On them drugs, man.
That nigga 42.
That's why I said the studio engineer
42 Doug be out
dubby shit.
He be at the mall buying shit. Like can't even read what he buying type shit. Like come on, bro. I'm not. I beat up 42 Doug, and I'm not even a gangster, bro.
Damn, man. Man. 42 Doug, man.
Y'all know what's going on with Johnny Depp. They say his chick tripping.
Yeah, I be seeing that.
They say he out here causing domestic violence and shit.
Yeah, but you know he in the court for defamation of character, bro.
That nigga gonna win that shit. Y'all got to do y'all research on that shit. It's so much shit came out about her shit. She was faking pictures.
Yeah,
all type of shit.
Like, damn,
I've been seeing on YouTube the past week.
I guess Megan's out the door.
Yo, Megan, I'm not gonna lie, bro.
So what's up, bro?
It's so fucked up.
How you feel?
It's so fucked up. I would fuck the shit out of Megan, but I hate that bitch.
Whoa.
Hey, I'ma just come out with it. I'ma speak my mind. I'ma just keep it up.
Nah,
Megan
Thee
Stallion is a beautiful woman. But look, we know she fucking lying, bro. We know she capping. We know she set that nigga Tory Lanez up. Fuck that hoe. Horse ass bitch. Yeah, I'm emptying the clip on this bitch, bro. Listen, man. You really think she got shot in the foot?
Nah, because I ain't gonna say nah. Let me not, but I have no thoughts on it. But me and Jawan was
no
like,
fingerprints. No fingerprints. No fingerprints. No gun residue. No fingerprints. No gun residue. No records of a bullet wound injury in her foot.
No, I said she had fragments. Didn't you say fragments?
No, she stepped on glass.
That's what I said, man. I said,
she stepped on glass.
I said it looked like fragments, but me.
She stepped on glass.
Bullet wound in the middle of the foot.
There was no no documentation of a bullet wound.
Yeah, I don't like no bullet hole on me.
That's how the fuck she got shot in the foot and we don't have no motherfucking records.
Yep. I said the same thing.
No bullet, no bullet residue.
Hell yeah.
How? Tell me how.
Man, I don't know.
And based off where they was sitting at, where they said they were sitting at, how he pulled the trigger.
They said, hey, now you saw her Gayle King? Hey, no.
And then matter of fact, let's talk about
crying, bro.
Let's talk about she fake cried. She wasn't even crying.
She cried on Gayle King.
She was not really crying. She was not really crying. Where were the tears? Where were the tears?
I gotta go find the video.
Where she cried, were the tears?
She first said, of all, never, she cried.
Where
she
were
said,
the tears?
Oh my God. She said, oh my God, I'm getting.
She never been in that situation.
She's from Houston, Texas.
Bro,
yo, hold on. Stop this.
I was gonna say.
Cut. You mean to tell me, hey, bitch that look like her from Houston, Texas, ain't never been in from the South. Ain't never been in a situation with a nigga with a fucking gun?
She from the south side, bro.
And even if she was from the north side, she probably from fucking Greens Point or Acres Homes or some shit any motherfucking way.
Bruh. Oh. No, she said on Gayle King, she ain't never got put in a situation. She said she ain't yell her. She ain't raise her voice.
Listen,
she
bro.
Didn't yell. And she said he's outside the car shooting, talking about dance, bitch, dance. I'm like, nigga, what?
Listen, bro. Listen, bro. You want me to tell you what's crazy about this shit? You want me to tell you what's crazy about this shit?
I don't know, bro.
You want me to tell you what's really crazy about this shit?
Like, yeah, what's up?
This bitch really went on live TV and said, and this bitch Gayle King asked, did you have sexual relations with that man? And this bitch paused and said, no, I did not have.
Bruh. Why would you admit?
This bitch
Why would you admit having sex with Tory Lanez?
But listen,
me and my sister.
But by lying about it and not admitting it, you're giving listen. You're proving that there's less of a reason why he would have. Because if y'all don't have a sexual relationship, why the fuck would he be pressing you like that?
Well, you know, my sister said it ain't no sexual. It's probably some intimate shit. You know. All that, you know. I told my sister, I was like, bro, it don't matter. Then she sent me a TikTok clip talking about probably wasn't no sexual thing. Probably, you know, she probably gave us some, you know.
Ain't no motherfucking way Tory Lanez.
The cat. You probably get the cat.
Ain't no way Tory Lanez did not fuck.
He's messing with the friend, too.
Ain't no way Tory Lanez did not.
That's what I said. Tory Lanez
trying to have a threesome.
Tory Lanez smashing. Tory Lanez was smashing.
Yes.
He was smashing.
I agree with
Tory Lanez was smashing.
I agree with
Tory Lanez was smashing. And
she had to think about it.
What I think happened was because the friend that apparently he was talking to the friend.
Yeah.
That was there.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said he.
And from what I heard, the friend was the one that pulled the fucking trigger. That's what I heard. That's what I heard originally.
So tell me this. So how did Megan get the phone? Okay. So how did Megan get the phone and type on Kelsey's phone? That Tory Lanez was shooting at Megan because that was on Gayle too, right?
But that came after the fact.
I don't know what.
But that came after the fact though.
But they said they found it.
But you got to realize when the text happened versus when the event happened. The text was after it happened.
Yeah. So how she got her homegirl phone to pull that off?
Well, because they was all in the same area. I mean, it was a limo.
Yeah.
They all in the same.
I think so. Yeah.
So you think her friend left her phone and Megan just took that bitch and just typed that shit out?
I think
and typed it to it us and typed to herself. So all this shit was premeditated.
Listen, I think it was something like
Tory Lanez independent, bro.
I think what happened was her friend shot her in the foot. I don't even think she got shot in the foot. Let's get this shit out the fucking way.
I don't think
she got shot in the foot. I think she just stepped on some glass after the cops pulled up on them and what it went through. But let's say she did got shot in the foot. I think her friend shot her in the foot.
And
she's covering for her friend.
Yeah.
She couldn't got.
I think she's covering for her friend because that's they are tight. They know each other. They go back.
I don't think she got shot in the foot.
But I don't think she got shot in the foot.
Because you'll have a whole burn through your foot.
Like, do you know what? Have y'all ever, like, seen somebody who got shot through a fucking limb? Like, that's not going. First of all, you're not going to be walking on that bitch like that.
Hell no.
I've seen niggas.
She got shot outside the car, right?
No, she was in the car.
No, they say inside the car, I think.
That's what I'm saying. When she got out the car, it didn't even look like her foot was bleeding or nothing, bro.
No, it couldn't be bleeding because the police would have said something. It would have been on the police report. It would be like, she limping.
I'm telling you, bro.
blood from foot.
I'm telling you, bro. Yeah. Tory Lanez, when Tory Lanez win that case, Megan Thee Stallion's career is fucking over.
That's man, if he go. That's if he go like that.
Fucking over.
They predicting that the case gonna this go is, like.
If Tory Lanez, if Tory Lanez loses this case,
this will be a crazy Lifetime movie.
If Tory Lanez loses facts, this yeah. case, first of all, I think he go. I think Tory Lanez gonna win anyways because it looked like the ties is going against Megan right now. Megan getting desperate. That's why she on Gayle King. This is what y'all gotta realize about Gayle King. If you go on Gayle King, your career is over. Like you're already.
Nah, he told the truth, bro. The pattern is R. Kelly.
R. Kelly,
Jussie,
and Jussie Smollett. Anybody damn. Who go on Gayle King, your career is already. You. You're nah, look. Nah. Gayle King seeks out people that she know is about to lose.
Ah,
like,
nah.
Like you got to
so
think
you,
about.
So
it.
Y'all telling me Gayle King got the answers already? Yeah, Gayle King knows what happened.
Okay, first of all, Gayle King's not the only one. We all have the answers. Look at the fucking case. Look at all the fucking evidence. Look at everything that's been reported. Bro, we know she gonna fucking lose, bro.
We got to protect black women. Was she right,
bro?
Well, Tory Lanez hopped outside that
bro,
car.
We do have to protect.
Said,
we do have to protect black
bitch.
Women. I agree. We do have to protect black
yeah,
women.
That's true.
And not just black women, but we have to protect all women. Yeah. But I'm telling you right now, this 5'3" fucking black nigga,
5'3"
did not.
He 5'3"?
Did yes. not get out with a gun.
5'3"
and tell her to dance, bitch, dance. And I'm telling you, bro. Like, look. I know Tory get crazy. And like but I'm willing. I am willing to bet money.
6 feet. Nigga.
I'm willing to bet money that he did not do that shit. Especially the Megan and stuff. Like, what would you? Okay, first of all, let's consider if he did do it. If he did do it, yeah. what did she do for him to do that?
She'd probably be
okay. You want to hear the hood speculation?
Because I heard she swung. Because if she swung on him, then I mean,
that's what I say. You know,
none of this
that's
is,
what I'm saying.
None of this is factual. Actual with the hood speculation for what the hood people he's came and developed was Tory Lanez and realized she was from Houston and she by 6'3" yes. and they was in the car and they was arguing about something and he didn't realize that yeah she hit back
you
and
know
he got
truth.
Hit back a couple of times. He said, "Hold up,
you know it's shotgun.
I'm not accepting this shit.
You know that's true."
As a man, and he hopped out of the car and he pulled that pistol out and he said, "You know what? Fuck all this. Damn, bitch,
too.
Dance."
The Houston girls like the punch.
And then this
is
when she snapped back to her sister. She said, "Oh my God, no. I did not yell at you at all. Why are you acting this way? You feel me?"
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the story. From the hoodest perspective.
You know that, bro.
If that's what happened, I'm telling you, this situation just got so much more fucked up than it already is. But it's crazy because if that is what happened, I don't know why he didn't just say that. Because if they find out that he did it, it's going to be so much worse because then he's not going to be able to defend himself no more.
No,
because he's been lying the whole time.
No, you got to think about this, though, too. They all lied initially because she lied and said.
I understand that because that's how criminal cases work. But I'm just telling you
yeah.
that now if there is any chance that he did do this and they find out he did it, it ain't nothing. That he's black. He's not even from America.
He's Toronto.
They already tried to deport him.
Like,
it's
over. And she's a woman, and she's black, and she could get fucked by anybody. And by the way,
whoa.
I did hear everybody in the industry.
That is Beyonce new product.
I did hear that everybody in the industry. I did hear that. And I don't know. Look, I think Beyonce is a queen. I don't think she has been slutted out by the industry.
Yeah.
But I know for a fact
she been saying
Megan
no.
Thee Stallion has. I know almost damn near everybody.
That's what Carl Crawford said.
Damn near everybody doesn't hit that bitch.
Even your, I ain't gonna say that.
Look, she has been.
Even what?
I'm about to say your boy, man. Allegedly, ooh. Man. T. Ferris, man.
Listen, man.
Nah, not T. Ferris. He ain't do nothing but, no.
I heard.
Get her to her height of the career. That's why she at what she at, because
yeah,
of T. Ferris.
Yeah,
she, yeah, everybody in the industry. Yeah, yeah. And it goes
and
beyond
Carl
the industry.
Carl Crawford, let me not, you know.
Celebrities, too.
Yeah, Carl Crawford. I think what you talking about, nigga.
Yeah.
Carl Crawford irrelevant. We ain't talking about that nigga right
you
now.
You ain't talking about that nigga, man.
But.
You got Erica Banks, man. That's surviving the label right now.
Yeah. She said she got her body done. I said, damn, this is all the topics coming out this week.
She did?
Yeah.
When she did that?
I don't know, bro. I'm not in her personal life.
I'm just saying.
I read the article.
No, I'm saying when she did that, because you know when we was at the music video, bro, I mean, she was all right, but she wasn't all right. Like, you get what I'm saying?
Before the 85 South Show, because.
Yeah, because we seen her in the music video. She was all right. She, you know. But you know, that's part of the game, so.
No, yeah.
I mean.
You know, everybody in Dallas mad at her because, you know, she gave Houston some love, but, you know.
Yeah, she said Houston better than Dallas. What you think?
I don't know. Is that true, Jordan? Is Houston better than Dallas?
Don't ask me shit, bro, about Houston versus Dallas. Why? The answer is going to be very clear. I feel like it's what do you mean Houston versus Dallas? It ain't no competition, bro. Dallas is not fucking with Houston in no way, shape, or form. In what way is Dallas better than Houston?
What you saying?
I heard they crackheads better than
I'm just asking that culturally, women, crack, money, food, culture, whatever the fuck you want to say. What do they have better than us? Nothing.
Yeah, man. What you think? Even people that we know right now that's from that area said they love Houston more.
And I like Dallas. I like Dallas. I go out there all the time, but they ain't fucking with Houston.
And you know who they are, bro.
Who?
Shout out to Mo Guns, man. He said he loved Houston.
Oh man, get your crazy ass on, boo. This man.
I'm just saying, bro. I'm just talking, man.
Bro, now I was talking about, y'all know which con came back on today. Got in the Ozark.
Yeah. I gotta finish that shit. I gotta watch that too.
I gotta finish it.
I gotta watch that too.
Oh, bro, we gotta shout out Zach Fox, bro. He came a long way. He was on Abbott Elementary. That shit hilarious.
Oh, he was?
Yeah. Like the main character, the lady that wrote the show and stuff, yeah. She playing the main character and stuff. Yeah. She broke on him on the last episode, but the nigga was hilarious through the whole thing. He playing a rapper. He was playing him. He was being
honestly,
himself.
Fuck Zach Fox, bro.
Ah! Damn. What's going on today?
Fuck Zach Fox. He don't drop enough music.
But he's a comedian, though.
I don't give a fuck what he is. He's not a comedian.
If it's fuck Zach Fox, we gotta say fuck a lot of people then. Yeah. This should have been fuck Kendrick then.
Zach Fox. It ain't fuck Kendrick because Kendrick.
He was gone for 5 years.
Okay, but.
Had it been 5 years?
Okay.
Yeah, 5 years.
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Would you compare Noah, who, you know Noah from the Bible,
yeah,
to Jesus Christ?
Bro, you wild.
I would not speak
on that analogy.
What I'm saying is you are comparing niggas of two different complete hemispheres of, like, Zach Fox. I love Zach Fox. Don't get twisted. But Kendrick is a fucking genius. That nigga is Albert Einstein of these words, nigga. He is a wordsmith. How many wordsmiths is left?
Quick take: J. Cole, Kendrick.
And
that's not a lot. Nas, I agree with you.
Nas, but
then
Nas
just went straight to Nas.
Nas not even good no more though,
bro. Nas.
Even though apparently he had the rap album of the year last year, that a lot of people were saying.
Fuck,
I didn't even hear the fucking album. I don't fucking know.
It was cool. It was good. No, that was called Magic.
No, I didn't hear
that shit.
Album.
Was hard.
Apparently, people said it was better than Call Me If You Get Lost and Donda too. That's what they were saying.
Nah,
fans of the album were saying that.
King Disease too, right?
Yeah, the latest.
I guess. Yeah. I haven't listened to Nas since.
Nah,
I was like 10 or something.
Nah, we heard Nas. That's what, the one with the black cover.
And with the Magic shit on there. That shit was hard.
Nah, that was hard. No, I like two or three songs on there. That was hard.
Oh, I ain't gonna lie. Shout out Griselda, though. They definitely be rapping their ass off. And I ain't gonna lie. Westside Gun.
But they all like.
They
in
just
40s,
they really rapper. Okay, yeah, that's
you
true.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they ain't got no choice. they all in their late 30s.
Like, damn, we gotta really rap.
I'm proud of the niggas
ignorant.
Too.
We can't be ignorant. We gotta actually rap. Hey, they be saying like some really legendary shit though. Like they rapping against niggas like Tupac and shit. Like they rapping like they're rapping against the best of the best, even though it ain't nobody out here.
Nah, they got to though. You ain't got no choice.
I guess that's the only way to blow up in today's era and get people to listen to you. You gotta actually rap your ass off.
No, you gotta spit.
Oh, nah, for shit, sure. No, you gotta spit your ass off.
By the way, Baby Keem, next album, bro, just, you know, use your regular voice more. By the way.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, game Baby Keem. I fuck with him.
Baby Keem, he just did too much of the alter ego voice thing.
That last album was cool. I want him to put an album that's
more cohesive. I need more rap and I need more regular voice.
Melodic Blue, that's what it was called.
Yeah, Melodic Blue.
Yeah, it was cool.
It was a very good debut album. I'm going to say, as far as debut album goes,
yeah, it was cool.
Like, it's probably better than most people's debut album.
I hope it felt like a Power Ranger album.
Top in the morning.
This nigga said it felt like a Power Ranger album. I never even thought about that shit.
It did, though.
Nah, man. I mean, no, man. Yeah, it did. But what's the other one, man, with the cover of him in the
book? Have y'all heard Donda 2?
Nah, I haven't fully listened to it.
Have you listened to Donda 2?
Nah, I ain't listened to it.
So I listened to Donda 2 many times. And actually, Baby Keem is on Donda 1 and Donda 2. He's on Donda 2 with the whole Migos.
I like that Mosh Pit song.
The PG Lane.
From him. Baby Keem. I like that Mosh
Pit song. I feel like when Kendrick drops, it's one of two things is going to happen. Either this album is going to be so great that it sets the tone for the next 10 years, or it's going to be trash. And he's never put out trash before, but
I think it would be something good because it said Mr. Morales is the big stepless. He probably have a concept behind that. You feel
but
me?
I'm just like.
You have a concept.
I wonder how long he's been working on this album, though. Because you remember when Soundwave did that Instagram post a while back? It wasn't that long ago. Talking about some, I'm finally working with Kendrick on the album.
Yeah.
That wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
How long has he been working on this album?
I don't know. But shit,
because remember his original album he was going to drop.
Yeah.
He didn't drop it because of what was going on in the world with COVID and shit.
Yeah.
So is this that same album? Is this a different album? Is this a, I don't, that's why I'm worried, because I feel like COVID got in the way of the creative process.
Oh, we gonna get a double disc.
No, it's not necessary.
It's a double disc.
We might get a deluxe. Well, yeah, we might. Like Drake did. Remember, he got them. Mm-hmm. This might be a long ass album.
Yeah, it might be. But I
just, he's talking about he been gone 5 years. That ain't gonna be no.
I mean,
that whole might be a double disc.
It could be a double. Yeah. But if it's a double disc, man, it that just makes it much more likely of it not being a genius album. Because how many great double disc albums have you ever heard in your life?
Oh, I mean, one. Let's not say double disc. Remember how he did Damn? Damn came out?
Well, no, that's completely different. Because when Damn came out, he literally dropped a regular album, and then he flipped the album in reverse order and dropped that same album again. Yeah, that is not the fucking same.
Who else did that?
Okay, but that's not a double album, nigga. That's
shit,
not
that was a double album.
That's not a deluxe album.
I'm on phone.
Literally dropped the same fucking album in reverse order. Didn't change anything on any fucking track at all, and said this is Damn.
To me, the whole sound different to me completely.
Okay, well,
I was damned out of my mind.
Well, I'm telling you right now,
I listened to the flip one. I listened to the black.
This is how I could tell you he don't listen to Kendrick a lot, because I'm telling you, I heard that album 200 times before that deluxe came out. Yeah, so by the time I listened to the deluxe, I swear to God, every soundtrack sounded the exact fucking same.
Why can't just have a favorite?
It went backwards, bro.
No. the album backwards actually sounds better than going forward. But again, by the time I heard that, I had heard every track 200 fucking times.
The Damn version with the red one.
I already didn't give a fuck what order it was in. I'm going to listen to it in my order anyways.
So the bet one. With the
I don't listen one, to. I don't listen to Damn in the order that it presents itself anyways. I listen to it in my own order.
Yeah.
Because I don't even think, because to me, it's not even in the right order.
Yeah.
Damn.
No. But that's my own personal opinion.
What's it? The last one. Yeah, it makes sense to do that. But nah, you talking about the double disc album, the greatest one. The greatest one that I would know.
It's got to be the.
I say Notorious, bro.
I was going to say it's got to be Outkast, but okay.
Okay. You talking about Love Below?
Yeah. Or was it?
Nah, I don't like. I mean, it's a good album, but I don't like the concept of the hell.
But the notorious double disc though, like
I like that concept better than.
To me, it's not even about the concept. It's just how many bangers does it have.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm looking at. The problem with a double disc is how many. You know who has the best double disc that I can think of in the last 20, 30 years? This is gonna sound crazy as fuck.
Ooh.
No, but no bullshit though. He actually did this shit right, Lil Uzi. He dropped his regular album. He dropped his regular album, and it had bangers on it. It had like 3-4 bangers on it. Maybe 5.
I don't know about that.
And his whole deluxe, though, was better than the whole fucking original album. Like, the whole fucking first 6-7 tracks had Future, Cardi.
That's the one with the rainbow on it?
Yeah, the fucking latest one.
I can agree.
Yeah, that was the first time I have ever in my entire, that I can remember, seen a deluxe album where the second disc was better than the first. Name a time. It's never fucking happened.
Deluxe album, not when an album came out.
To me, it was a double disc though, because it was the same amount of tracks as the original album.
Yeah, if you talking about a deluxe album,
what about 50 Cent? He ain't no double disc.
Uzi album was live.
To me, 50 Cent did have a double disc.
I think he did.
Listen, this is the thing. The difference between a regular deluxe and a double disc to me is this: a deluxe just comes with 2-3 more tracks on it. A double disc is when a week or two later I drop an entirely new fucking 13 tracks to go with the same 12-13 tracks I already dropped.
That's something like DMX did, man, with his first album.
That's a double disc.
The next year.
That's a double disc. To me, even Donda 2 is kind of low-key a double disc.
Yeah.
Honestly.
That whole double disc.
It's a double disc.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just not a double disc. So that's
together.
Why to me, if we're thinking of it in those terms, it's gotta be Lil Uzi. And I'm not even saying Lil Uzi is like great or any, like he is great, but he not close to anybody we think of when it comes to Cole, Biggie, Tupac, Jay. We know that.
Yeah.
But when it comes to how he executed that double disc, I have not seen nobody do it that well. Like, even Drake, his shit was trash. Let's just call it what it is. Too much flub on it. Lil Uzi actually did it the right fucking way, bro. He put all his bangers on the second one. He did all his solo bangers on the first one that actually sounded good with just him. And then on the second one, he dropped the Future track, the Thug track, the all them shits. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you.
Okay. I agree with you. I could agree with you on that.
Shout out to Biggie, though.
I could agree with you
on that. Yeah, you got respect, Biggie, man. Biggie's the man.
I respect all the people. And maybe we're missing something, you know what I'm saying, as far as double disc.
Missing a lot of niggas.
Because, you know, music is timeless. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure it's a lot of...
Somebody else did, too.
You know what I'm saying?
Man, but, I don't know.
But Lil Uzi, like, he definitely... He went the fuck off.
So while we, you know, taking a break from the, you know, like, you know, the music stuff, you know, in life news, you know.
Yeah.
Why did y'all let that little black girl show them guns and stuff for prom? Well, her, I guess, I don't know.
The same reason why everybody else that's every other color do the same
thing. But she lost her scholarship to college.
Okay, well, she did.
And she got banned from school.
Because social media overreacted.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Because social media overreacted to a picture when white girls do the same shit. When every other race and ethnicity, you can literally find pictures of white girls in prom dresses with fucking AK 50 cals.
With fucking 50 cals,
yes.
Yep. Oh my God.
Okay, so why are we tripping on? We only tripping on it because they're black and they're in the street and quote unquote hood, quote unquote ratchet, quote unquote black people kill each other. That's why it's a big fucking deal.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's just the typical social media sheep reaction that people have because people don't know how to think for they fuck themselves and they just all want to just bandwagon and just, oh, this is so bad.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that shit is. Mm-hmm. It's just another day of the fucking Matrix.
The Matrix, man. Which one you would take the risk?
So, the little white girl that got in trouble she ain't getting in trouble, but the little white girl that went viral, that was like at that wedding or something with a beer in her hand.
That just I'm glad you brought that up because that to me goes hand in hand with this situation, even though they're not related. Mm-hmm. Social media is the funniest thing, bro. Like, it really honestly controls how people think.
Mm-hmm.
Like we don't realize that these social media companies,
we're in the Matrix.
They push these agendas, bro. They have ways that they want us to think and things that they want us to follow.
Push the agenda.
You know what I'm saying?
Create your own narrative.
This bitch with a beer in her hand sang a fucking Lil Baby song and went viral. Like, and got like fucking 20,000 plus fucking followers on Instagram and all this stuff. And talking about which song should I sing next. The shit that we've been doing on Snapchat and motherfucking Facebook Live and Instagram for fucking years, this bitch went viral overnight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, nigga.
But she has said the N-word in her past tweets. They on her ass now.
Oh yeah,
they on her ass because she just said the N-word in her past.
I'm not gonna lie. When it comes to white people saying the N-word, like, when are we gonna decide when and when is not okay? Because we allow certain white people to say it.
Yeah.
So when are we just gonna just? I'm not saying we should allow them to say it or not allow them to say it. I'm just want to know what the clear line is.
Yeah.
Because if we're going to let Eminem say it and we're going to let other white people say it.
Eminem said the N-word?
Yeah, he said it on a mixtape or something.
Which mixtape was this?
Bro, he been said that.
He been wilding.
I mean, it ain't wilding. I mean, it's just that he said it before.
Yeah.
But the point is, let's not act like white people not saying the fucking word. I mean, if they not calling me the hard ER, I really don't necessarily, honestly, have a problem with it. To me, it's about intent. Like, when it comes to the language and you know, different languages and people, it's all about how they're delivering it. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just like how black people... let me not say that because I just watched the episode on that and let me not stereotype. It's just like how women call themselves bitches. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, bitch. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like it's a term of endearment when you say it in a certain... tone.
Say, what's up,
but when you say, man, you a bitch. But now, see, fucking bitch.
That's even like a gray line, though, because women be calling each other bitches, but let a nigga say it, then it's all hair. Oh,
you're not friends. Like, y'all not.
That remind me of a skit, man, from Dorentainment, bro.
Yeah, y'all not friends. Y'all are, you know what I'm saying? It's different. Women can only do it. It's just like what's niggas up, have certain shit we can do to each other, too, that we can't. You know what I'm saying? If a woman do it, it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Like, wait, let's go down the list. What is it?
I mean, I really can't think of one right now.
I can't think of one either. You brought it up. I'm like, this shit, which one is it? And I'll do a gang of shit. You know what I'm saying?
But
some things we can't say. Yeah.
Like what?
Well, it's that. Well, is that? Well, it's definitely.
I thought you had the answer.
Well, I ain't gonna lie. It's definitely things I say to my homeboys that I wouldn't say to my girl.
I mean, of course, but
hella shit. But hella shit though.
So you'll like, say to me, bro, it's giving some vibes.
What? Well, no, not even just that. But I talk to
it's giving boss
again, boss exactly.
The way I act with my friends right. is we talk to each other like shit.
It's giving drift.
Like, man, fuck you, bitch. Like, stop acting like a bitch.
What, nigga?
What the fuck wrong with you, nigga?
Yeah, but that's how I was trying to explain to somebody that day.
Yeah.
That's how I was explaining to somebody when they like niggas talk bad to each other.
Yeah,
like, talk,
hell
like,
yeah.
It depends. It depends on like where your nigga friends
my
come from.
Yeah, my niggas talk bad to each other.
No, I'm saying like I got nigga friends from the hood, right? And niggas talk bad. Like you gonna be called bitch, hoe, all type of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? They might even say, you know, stop being a pussy. You know what I'm saying? That might come out, but you know what I'm saying? Niggas, males talk bad to each other, period. You know what I'm saying? Nah, some males out here just
and women
understand.
Do too, but yeah, it's just they use different vernacular.
They do that Louisiana. Cuz be like, "What's happening, B?"
Yeah,
I mean, I know you play though. Like, man, you crazy, man.
Yeah, but I had to get used to that because that's like a new word. We wasn't using that back in the day. We wasn't calling niggas bitches straight up.
That's what I was saying. Like,
I don't know who made that shit popular.
Like,
that shit
is bullshit, bro.
Yeah, that shit became popular like out of nowhere.
I was like, man, you niggas tripping, dog. But. Yeah, it's a great line. It's I don't know, bro. It's a point where we gotta draw the line. There's a point where we gotta draw.
That's always a line need to be drawn.
Absolutely.
I mean, you just gotta just hey, you just want the respect. You just gotta just you know, keep your foot down. Like, hey, I ain't going for none of that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
Cause you know, I mean, you don't do old niggas like that. You can't call old nigga bitch. You call them that nigga start wilding out. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's facts.
You know what I'm saying? So you gotta really just be like that and be like, nah, fuck it.
No, that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, so how your podcast went with Enough? What's called Enough Talk Podcast?
Yeah, what's up, ET? It was cool. We were just talking about my artistry, bro. That's all it was. Really nothing much. Talking about my upbringing and all that. That's all it was.
Yeah, I looked at like the first half. Y'all talking about life and stuff. You went to school, Daiso and all that.
Yeah, I went to school with Dice and them niggas, bro.
That was see, getting your shine out here
with Dice, Faux Gang, Most City T West. I went to school with them niggas. Yeah,
man, what you gonna do about the song with Oblivious? You gonna make a video to it? Or what you gonna do?
I don't know. Maybe it's something whatever people think, bro. I don't know. I like to get the people opinion that I'm gonna see what's up. You feel me? That's my thing. So I don't know. I'm like, man, it's up to the people. That's all I can say. If I do a video to it, they say do a video to it. I do a video to it, and that's for real. Pretty much. Well, you what's up in the news, man? Ain't nothing else.
Oh, Elon Musk. How y'all feel about Elon Musk buying Twitter?
Elon, man, you know.
Because Twitter looks different now. Because all the pictures like in 4K for no reason now. They just sitting in 4K.
You said that Monday, but that shit happened like yesterday.
What? Right? That shit been like that for a week.
That's what I'm saying. On my phone, that's what I'm saying. That's what you saying. I ain't see that on the, you know, I guess because I got the 6 on the other phone.
Let me see what your Twitter look like. It don't look like this with these big ass blocks.
Nah, it kind of look different, but. It don't look like that. Sometimes it overlay to the next tweet.
See,
bro.
Look. See, this crazy. Look.
Yeah. No, I know what you're talking about.
Nah, this one look like this, right?
Yeah.
Nah, I see what you're talking about. And this one, and look at this other one. That's regular.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck going on.
Yeah, sometimes, I be having pictures like that, bro, like 4K, but what happened, it overlap to the next tweet. I don't know why I do that shit. You feel me? So I guess it's a bug or something.
Shout out to Elon Musk.
I don't know.
By the way, Future, the Hendrix album was definitely his best album. This new album is trash. But back to Twitter, Elon Musk. Yeah, it's good for the free speech.
You think so?
For the future of free speech.
No, the black community was tripping, man. When Elon Musk,
they tripping because they don't want people to speak their mind. I mean, to be honest with you, bro,
the black community,
because the black community don't want. The people that might be racist to be calling them ER and all that shit. But
that's what he was
at
saying.
The end of the day, listen, if you gonna let somebody calling you the ER get under your skin to the point where you don't get on the internet, you don't belong on there.
Man, bro, Twitter so much, bro, free speech, bro. I be seeing porn on there, bro.
Listen, bro.
I heard they cut it down.
No, bro, they still have some weird shit on them.
You know what I mean? You got a dark mind, bro. No. My Twitter don't do that. No. My Twitter don't do that no more. Bro.
A lot of niggas. A lot of niggas just shouldn't be on the internet. A lot of niggas just shouldn't be on the internet.
Yes,
they don't belong on there. You don't have the mind or the stomach to be on there.
I agree with you, bro.
Because if you bother by somebody calling you the ER, bro, then you just don't need to be on there to begin with. I mean, you can't be bothered. That's always a possibility.
You can't be bothered from a nigga calling, bro. If you play Call of Duty, you knew how bad this shit got.
But that's what I'm saying. A lot of niggas just apparently don't know no more. And a lot of niggas don't never play Call of Duty, apparently.
It's not even Call of Duty. Like, if you play online video games, niggas used to be wild on that.
But a lot of niggas ain't never played games either. Like, apparently. Like, a lot of niggas just, they be on the internet just, you know. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's facts.
I remember the MySpace days. It was wilding on MySpace. They used to say anything on MySpace.
Yeah, they used
bro,
to.
I was the hard ER like every day back on the old internet. That's all I'm saying. Like, I just got used to the shit. Like, I just started embracing the shit at one point. Like, all right, yeah, you right. Ooh, ah, ah, nigga. Like, that's how crazy it was. Like, that's just how it is. You got to just have thick skin, bro.
No, that's facts.
You got to remember your elementary terms. Words can never hurt me. I forgot the rest of it.
Shit, sticks and stones may break my
yeah,
bones.
You did. There you go.
How the fuck you forget that one, nigga?
How you forgot about that one?
Hey, man. I'm just saying, you got to, you know.
Nah, he probably forgot about it because he started firing niggas up, man, back in in high school. He was like, fuck that. I won't be the one firing niggas
bro,
up.
Bro, we just started going. We just started. When I was in high school, all that stick and stone words, man, never heard. Fuck
he was
them.
Like, nigga, you better grow
fuck
up.
That. We going outside.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
going outside today.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That was some real shit.
Yeah, bro. Nah. I know what you talking about.
You know what
bro.
I'm saying? But, no, while we going the sort segue. Into yeah. you know this, you know, you've been doing a lot of reading, a lot of researching.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. And let's dive into some stuff you just sent me because you was in a deep dark place and had to get stuff off your mind. Well, this pimp book shit you just sent me, man.
That was a while back, man. Bro. Whatever. That was years ago.
Talking about some people are not built to make it, but no matter how much support you provide them or love you show them, their lowest habits are going to pull them right back. To
oh,
where the struggle
about,
they came
about
from.
The book. He talking about
that's
the
why
cent.
One of the keys to building that's able to hustle smarter book, is learn that's how to identify book. These kind of people before they drag you back down to the bottom with them.
That's 50 Cent. Book,
so man. Why are we on talking about that? We not letting no fuck niggas drag us back to the bottom.
Yeah, man. Let's go to fuck niggas and certain, you know.
So elaborate.
And
why
women too? And women too.
Why do you feel like damn? Do you feel like people are dragging you down, trying to pull you down, or you just this the message you want to give to the youth?
Yeah, nah, it's
you
certain,
feel like they being dragged down.
No, it's both. You know, it's certain people, bro, where you know, certain people in your life, you know, people in the past, for some reason, you know, you don't want your when you elevate, bro, you don't want old habits to bring you back. You feel me?
Right.
That's all I can say. Even certain people do that to a certain extent, and I feel like, you know. If they are stopping you from your main goal, then yeah, you should not mess with them no more. And that's what it is. You feel me?
So you pretty much saying step in your purpose, walk in your purpose, and don't let nobody bring you down.
Oh yeah, I mean I be telling you everything, bro. You know my
you telling
brother,
who? You ain't told me
brother,
nothing, Buster.
Sister.
Don't put me in this shit.
My sister, you know I tell you that my sister, my family think I'm a whole crackhead since I got skinny.
Oh no, he's just going through body changes.
Bro,
hey, but you heard this shit?
I be telling
you. He saying his family keep saying he a crackhead. He like crackhead to you? Like he smoked that work? Like, yeah.
That's what they say, bro. I be like, man, I'm just trying to change my life, man. I'm not trying to.
That's how you know we putting that real work in when you going through these body changes and stuff, and people think they don't know you doing crack or eating healthy.
Good man,
shit crazy.
Good man, I was. Well, you could say diagnosed. I guess it's diagnosed because you know it's family history type shit. But man, I got high cholesterol, bro. You feel me? So. I had to come with a deep thought. I was like, you know what? I'm not trying to die like my daddy, my granddaddy, and my other granddaddy, and all them niggas. You feel me? Like, bro, I got a whole grand auntie that died when she was 19 from a heart attack. Mm-hmm. Back at Grambling in Louisiana. She died in a dorm. You feel me? So.
That's cold, Ben. Sorry to hear about that, man.
So, man, I was, you know what, man? I was like, you know what? I want my nephews to know me. Instead of hearing stories about me from their brothers, I mean from their, you know, their dad or whatever.
Yeah.
So I just want them to know uncle. So I was like, you know, I got to change my life, bro. So that's why I did what I had to do.
I got you. I'm glad. That was, you know, word from a wise man, Nino.
Already.
You feel me? But 5 years say the King of New York title doesn't matter no more. He's aiming higher than that. Yeah. My boy 5 years in the game. He said, fuck that King of New York shit. 6ix9ine can have that shit. He on a whole new playing field. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but how y'all feel about the 5 year album? That shit was crazy, huh?
Shit was trash.
Damn.
I ain't hear it.
I like Squeeze though. I like the little Squeeze song he got.
Yeah, shit was trash.
Damn.
I ain't hear
it. He not a good album artist. He just need to drop singles.
Damn.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. There's between album artists and single artists.
We feel like B Love album. That shit was too short for me.
That shit was trash too.
Damn.
Single artist, man.
He also a single artist. And he really an artist that most of his tracks is gonna come from songs. He can't get cleared no way. So be honest with you.
Man.
It's niggas that's not talented at rapping. That's like Favio's talented at rapping, but the problem is that where he from, he has to rap on a certain type of beat.
Yep.
And the thing about it is he can only create so many sounds on that beat. That's the problem with niggas who come from that place. Mm-hmm. Only Pop Smoke can really invent and innovate past that. Mm-hmm. Favio tried with Kanye, but you see the shit was trash. Mm-hmm. So
I mean, kind of worked because that little song took off.
That album, how many sales that album have?
I don't even know right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's just research.
That's gonna be the most sales he ever get, probably.
Damn! Don't say it like that.
I mean, we could just
not Favio.
Somebody got to be the realist on this bitch. I'm gonna just keep it a brick.
I mean, I guess so.
That's
everybody ain't trying to listen to that. Them hi-hats go like that.
I mean, it's cool when he bring in aggression and it's actually a really good beat and he really but he didn't do that on most of the album. Most of the album didn't sound like that. Most of the album was like some just weird shit.
He went commercial. You know, that's what the label did. The label went commercial. He did it for the label.
He
did it for Kanye.
It's certain people work for certain people, man.
You think Kanye had him in the room and he's like, you better do this shit?
Maybe.
I think Kanye might be like he might really be GD and really be beating these niggas up in the room.
Bro, Kanye is not tough, and everybody know Kanye not tough. And in real life, he's not bitching nobody. He's not. He's the
man.
Kindest.
You remember that part when Genius Man, when them niggas ran up on him, man.
You ain't
when he ran up on old boy, he was like, man. And when he on the phone, he was like, man, this ain't no street shit, man.
We ain't even talking about when he was younger. We talking about fuck the young shit because niggas grow and change. Even now, as he is like. If you see him in like on video with niggas like ASAP Rocky and them in the background.
Yeah.
He is not a big room person. Like he don't take up the room. Like he vibe. Like he just be chilling.
Yeah.
And he a real nice, happy person. Like he's he not bullying or he not on none of that shit niggas be talking about he on. None of that. Nah. He really be chilling, bro.
Kanye, yeah, he be chilling. I agree with you, bro. I know what you're talking about. I agree with you. All right.
Straight up.
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, this social media shit really getting crazy. Niggas out here making the whole businesses out of, we gonna help you get popping on social media.
Hell yeah.
You better stop it, cuz.
Yeah.
Better stop it.
I seen one of my own people did that, talking about he was gonna do some shit like that. That shit crazy. Hey, yeah, man, y'all go listen to my boy T-Cho's EP or whatever. He dropped it today. It's called Back to Life EP. Y'all go check that out.
For sure. All right. Definitely hit that one.
All right, man. So, you got anything that's on the news, man?
Yeah, Chase B having a goddamn birthday event, but you know what I mean?
When?
I sent it to you. Don't even worry about it. We ain't gonna say on the show he ain't paying me for this.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think it's my win at all.
Yeah, man, you know, man, he from Mo City too. So I'm trying to figure out what he talking about.
Do you drive the boat?
No, I don't drive the boat.
Do you let people drive the boat for you?
Nah. Birthday. Yeah, you always have a birthday bash in the city. There ain't nothing new.
He from the city, right?
Yeah, he from the Mo.
Oh, he one of your people. Okay, you, yeah, long as you know. Okay,
he from the Mo.
Long as you know, OG man, that's your man's.
Yeah, he from the Mo. Chase B.
I don't know Chase B like that. I don't know. He did a song with Bloodbath and Candyman.
Them niggas.
And I ain't heard a verse on him.
But
he make.
But you know what's wild? Yeah, but you know what's wild? Them niggas about the same age as you.
Don't do that.
I'm just saying.
Don't do
bro.
That, Juwan.
I'm just saying, bro.
Juwan, don't do that.
I'm just saying, bro.
Nah, B.
I'm just saying.
They can't never be on my level, son.
Nah, they not on your level. I'm just saying. They not on your level, man. I'm just saying. Just that, it just be wild.
We went to school with them, too?
Nah, them niggas about the same age. Well, you know, you about the same age as my brother too. So they went to this. They graduated. Yeah, about the same time around my big brother. So yeah, yeah, true. Yeah.
Anybody seen Trippy Red lately?
Yeah. Nah, I ain't seen Trippy Red, bro. What about the nigga?
He missing.
Trippy Red just, man, he making music right now, bro. I believe.
Oh, he did sign that deal recently. Yeah, no, he did sign that deal. I'm tripping.
What deal?
He got like a couple million dollars, something like that.
I was about to say he pulled a Weekend, bro, and signed a deal with Universal.
What the hell going on?
I signed a deal with Universal, man. That's what he did.
And he did some despicable stuff. Bro, I found out Academics is a Trump supporter.
You didn't know that?
Your friend's podcast. I'm very surprised. I'm like, oh, wow.
Man,
really,
Ack? Yeah, Ack, man. You know, he trying to get, you know, that money, bro. Ain't nothing wrong with it. You feel me?
I ain't nothing wrong with it. Yeah, you pick the side, you pick your side.
Yeah, yeah, I just seen this.
Oh, that nigga Van Lathan tried to get Academics to go to Chicago and sleep on top of the roof across from O Block for the community because they built a new community center that's going to bring Tuckerville and O Block together.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just about to say about Act, man. And I just seen something about his old girl, his old girl being on the podcast with him. That shit was funny. Ack is a funny cat.
You talking about Selena Powell?
Yeah, Ack is a funny cat. But I like Academics, though.
I ain't gonna lie. Shout out Selena Powell, man. Get at me, man. You know what I'm saying?
You would do that?
You would do that?
You would hang out with Selena Powell?
What do you mean, bro?
Like, you know what she's about, right?
Any bad, yeah. I will hang out with any bad bitch.
She not
other
bad.
Than making a stallion.
She's a succubus.
Yeah, she's a succubus.
You wanna,
I agree
you
with
wanna
this
hang
with I don't know what movie. You thought I meant when I said bad, but yeah, hit my line.
So you'll take Megan or Selena?
Crazy. Oh, Selena, man, that girl. Yeah, you could tell. Well, and you know, she got the horns for real, man. That's a whole diva, dog. He crazy. This nigga crazy, man. She set up everybody. She set up Ack, man. He crazy.
Hold up. Loaded Squad is still going on by Tyler Crater?
For real?
Yeah, they said Earl Sweatshirt was on the show, and he did a new little skit.
He did?
Yeah, that's what they said.
I wouldn't know.
What are you doing, buddy?
Taking it off so I can bring it to me, bro.
Oh, I ain't know what was going on.
I'm gonna just leave it up there. Just...
I mean, the part about to be over.
Yeah,
about to
be.
Yeah, because we didn't did an hour, baby.
Yeah, we
you know
did
what I'm
about
saying?
An hour, bro.
I don't know how harder you know we can go than this.
I ain't know. Water Squad still around, bro. That's crazy. I thought that shit was over with. That's why I'll be.
Oh yeah, nah, for sure. A lot should be out here going on. We don't be knowing about it. Mm-hmm. But man, while we own this stuff, hey, the view's about to go up. The topic's about to go up.
Yeah, yeah.
We about to come with more harder stuff each and every day. You know what I'm
saying? Already.
Hey, follow the YouTube, y'all. The YouTube is up.
Yep.
Go run it up because I got to put the rest of the episodes up. But episode one is on there.
Already.
So you could go recap while I put them up day by day.
Already.
But hey, and go support my cousin. You know what I'm saying?
Shot.
No, Shogun. And go support my other cousin, Nino. You know, that's what they say at work now. Bro, you seen the other Juwan at work?
Is another Juwan?
Oh, you really don't know, huh?
No, I ain't know that.
They didn't play you.
I ain't know it was another Juwan. That's crazy.
Nah, for sure. It's a whole another Juwan. Where he from St. Louis.
St. Louis?
Yeah.
What a hook gonna be. Uh-oh. I don't need no fucking hook on these beats.
He another Juwan. They told me at work. They was like, yeah. Because they kept saying that you was my cousin. I was like, okay. They said, that's the other Juwan.
Oh, for
real? I was like, yeah. They made the point to let me know. I said, okay.
So, well, he Yeah.
He like your age.
Yeah,
the same age, I think.
Yeah, handle. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, y'all the same thing.
That nigga was wearing.
I don't know. I ain't seen him today. I ran out that motherfucker. But
okay.
He usually got like black pants on with the fucking Nike shoes on.
I mean, shit, it probably is that nigga. You know, my name Common, man. Them niggas was born in the 90s. Late 90s, yeah. Juwan Howard, yes, nigga. So, yeah, bro, I already know. My name is Common now. I've been knowing that shit.
Yeah, well, you got your middle name Valentino, so.
Damn, you said my whole name, this motherfucker, man. God damn, man. Nito.
Whatever you want to call yourself, man. We got the greatest of all time.
As long as you say my last name, it's all good.
Nigga, they don't want nothing from us.
I know, huh? I know.
But I don't respect it, though. But all right, y'all. Hey, follow the YouTube, follow the Instagram, follow the Twitter, follow the the fan base. Follow hey, follow me on all social media platforms. Follow Bagger Doses. Follow the team. My co-host
Nino.
You know what I'm saying? Follow Shogun. Follow everybody. You know what I mean? Support, because we trying to get somewhere. We ain't trying to be working for too long, but working in a different way. Creativity, creators, keep building. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But other than that, hey, we out.
Already. Braggadocious. 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 Braggadocious.